Can still answer this?
Hi, is Jose there?
Who's calling?
This is Hashem with Cardiff.
Where are you calling from?
From Cardiff.
From
he just Cardiff. He just left me a voicemail. I'll just give him a call back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't speak English. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Diego.
Geico.
No, no. It's called Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, one second, please. What's your name?
My name is Hashem. He just called me, and he left me a message, and I'm returning his call.
Okay, one second, please.
Sure. Hello?
Yes. Hi, hey, how are you? Jose Martinez Malo. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Okay, not too bad, not too bad. You get my fax by any chance?
Good. Yeah, actually, I just got a chance to take a look at it. You sent in the application to me, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The thing that I have to explain to you is some of the parts say NA because we don't do, credit cards.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's absolutely fine.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Let me explain to you. We are an international reinsurance brokers working in Latin America and some countries in Latin America, based here in Miami for 32 years.
Okay.
And all we have is the collection of the premiums, of the reinsurance premiums. We deduct our income, our commission, and we pay the reinsurance companies.
Okay.
That
gotcha.
Is the essential thing.
Okay.
The problem that we have sometimes is that we have a lack of collections in specific months.
Okay.
So what happened is sometimes we have, in our case, let's say we have a couple of office spaces here. We have to pay the mortgage. The office spaces have a very good equity. But at the same time, the situation is that sometimes your cash flow is not running the right way.
Right.
So we have the obligations, and sometimes it's difficult to handle things.
Absolutely.
So you tell me, you ask me, what else do you need to have from us?
Absolutely. All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you were looking for some working capital then, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. And how much are you looking for exactly?
Okay. Let me explain to you another thing. Last year, we have been contacted by a company called Direct Capital.
Direct Capital.
Yeah, they lend us $50,000 paid on a daily basis. It was working the right way.
Right.
And later, they come back to us and say, well, you pay already 45% of the loan.
Uh-huh.
You're entitled to refinance.
Sure.
Okay, well, if you refinance, take into consideration that the original balance of the original loan was $50,000, you will not try to get a lower amount. You would try to get a better amount in terms of having, all the credit history that we have with them.
Right.
So they provide us with a $45,000 loan.
Uh-huh.
Paying
additional,
off.
Additional.
Yeah, no. A new loan paying off the previous balance, which was about $23,000, $24,000.
Which was also
obviously
with them.
Yes.
Okay.
We only get like $20,000 additional. We have the same amount, which is paid now 38%. The thing is, and I understand, business is business, but in this case, they collect the interest for the first loan and they provide with the second loan. And, for them, it's a good business. For us, it's not.
Of course, yeah.
So
of course.
That's the point.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
no.
But we're talking about working capital.
Yes. So the loan that you did with them was also a working capital loan, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Capital loan, yes.
All right. Excellent. So they kind of screwed you over in that sense over there?
Yeah. The point is, the new $45,000 that we have obtained from there is already paid, 62. We owe them about $26,000 still.
Left right now.
I want to erase that with the new capital, which is the strong capital, you know, the nice way.
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be 3 years, but I want to have something solid.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have, for example, it's not only the time of business, so 32 years. We have two office spaces. We have some securities place in Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
But we need cash flow, and sometimes the cash flow is difficult to obtain. You know.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
That's the point, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
That's a good understanding for me right now. But so how much, if you were looking to get something right now in capital, how much are you looking to get? You want to cover that $26,000 in remaining balance that you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then do you want to net something on top?
Of course, I'm looking for something in top. If my grandmother used to say, all the time you have to ask for more to get
correct.
Less. Dude, if I tell you I'm looking for $100,000, I'm pretty sure that I will not get the $100,000 from you, from the company. But I'm gonna get something that I can pay off these guys, and I have a solid loan with a solid company that I can deal in the future.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for you.
Good. Excellent.
All right. So if you were looking right now for a specific amount that you wanted, how much would it be?
Let's say $100,000.
All right. Let's say $100,000 and we'll work with that.
Yeah.
What would your return on investment be if I got you $100,000?
Pardon me?
What would you use the $100,000 for right now?
Well, I have, for example, as I explained to you before, Hansen.
Yeah.
We do business, okay? For example, let me explain to you the mechanism that we have.
Absolutely.
We do a reinsurance with an insurance company in Latin America.
Uh-huh.
They have to pay it off, let's say, in 45 days, 30 days, 40 days, the premium.
Okay.
From that premium, we collect our brokerage and we pay the reinsurance company abroad the difference, okay? Sometimes we are in limbo because we haven't collected this premium from the insurance company in Latin America. So what happened is, in the meantime, we have to use our own resources to pay the mortgages, the salaries, the taxes, the office expenses, and the whole thing. So we
Absolutely.
Have to use that money. In the meantime, when we collect the money from the insurance company, and we deduct the commission, sometimes we have an agreement with the reinsurance company that we don't have to pay exactly at the 45 days that we collect the money.
Right.
We have, in some cases, 90 days. So
oh, wow.
we play with that money, you know, in order to be in good with them and in good with our clients as well. So sometimes, you know, if, for example, in this case, we want to settle the loan that we have with Direct Capital.
Right.
We want to pay some insignificant amount that we owe to the reinsurance company, which is no more than $15,000-$17,000, to get the rolling amount of money that we need to. Because now our essential time of the year is October, November, December.
All right,
when
so it's game time.
Yeah, we had the big accounts coming at the end of the year.
Right.
So what happened at the end of the year, October, November, December, we collect those premiums, and including our income, our commissions, we collected between February and April next year.
I see.
So we have like a lack of money at this time, even we have money in the bank, but we need to cover the expenses of the company for October, November, December, and January.
Okay. So, okay, got you. So
you
just need some... I'm following everything. So you need the cash flow for the company to run the day-to-day operations.
That's
since
correct.
The money's not always there. Okay. So when were you looking to do this by? As soon as possible?
You know, you have to make your calculation and make me an offer. How much can it be?
Of course,
How much can it be approved? What other documents you need?
Right.
And I don't know if your terms are 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, whatever.
Yeah.
In my position, I'm honest with you, I don't like to have debts. You know,
absolutely,
prefer,
yeah.
You know, if I get a big chunk of from a, you know, sometimes I, you can get probably 15,000-20,000 in one deal,
uh-huh.
because the commission is good for us.
Right.
I prefer to have that money and pay you part of the deal.
I see. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
So tell me about your credit. Are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I checked a couple of days ago on the FICO. I have 692.
Oh, okay.
That's good. I have another, thing that you have the three credit bureaus, and I have show like 670, 645, and 652, something like that, the combination. It is between 640 and 690.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, I mean, we only do a soft pull here anyway. We just go through Experian. It's,
okay.
So you should be okay there. How were sales last year?
Sales last year was, let me tell you what is sales in our case.
Sure.
The money that we collect is not our money.
Okay.
As I explained to you before.
Mm-hmm.
If we collect $2 million, okay?
Yeah.
Those $2 million are not our money. We only register in the book the money that we made. The money that we make is considered our sales.
Okay.
I put $510,000, which was the tax return from last year.
Okay, $510,000.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then what do you want to track for this year?
What do you mean? I'm sorry.
What do you want to track for, you think, this year for your sales versus last year?
I cannot. I have to be honest with you. I have no idea, but it has
yeah.
to be similar because on the last, I could say in the last 5 years, we are, you know, close to the same, between 450 and 600 every year.
Oh, okay. So you're pretty stable then?
It's very stable, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, the expenses are a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a little bit less. Last year, for example, in the tax return, we show about $90,000 profit.
Oh, okay.
Which at the end is a net profit of $61,000 because after, you know, after the taxes and then depreciation and the whole thing.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, do you guys, like, have any growth projections at all or anything? Since you're telling me you're stable every year, I'm just curious, like, have you guys tried anything different in order to increase your sales?
No, not really, no.
Not quite?
Not quite, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you said you've been in business how long?
In business, 32 years.
32 years. So you guys are pretty pretty well established there then.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Even you have, like you say, in here, you know, up and down situation. Sometimes you're better, sometimes you're a little bit less.
Right.
But even though, you know, we maintain the business for 32 years without any kind of problem. We survive
wow.
the bad times, and we are in the good times. We maintain the situation pretty stable.
Wow, good for you guys.
Yeah.
How did you get into the industry?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a long story, buddy. my father used to be a top executive of AIG.
Uh-huh. Wow.
He started in Cuba because he was Cuban.
Uh-huh.
And he continued in Venezuela when I born and I worked there at the beginning when he passed away. I was only 15.
Oh, wow.
And when he passed away, I received a call at the house saying, okay, your father died, but you are the man of the house. And I said, I'm only 15, you know?
Yeah.
I said, well, no, you have to go to the office tomorrow, to AIG in Venezuela. I said, well, but I have, you know, high school. I said, well, if you finish high school, go to the office and talk to this guy. So they enrolled me in the industry. I was doing, like, say, half and half. I was doing the insurance career in the morning from 9 to 4 in the institute, you know.
This is when you were 15?
15. Well, oh. No, close to 15. I was an early 15. I was like 14 and a half, but anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I was in the institute in the morning learning, you know, accounting, typing, computers, but not the computer that we have today, the computer from those days.
Yeah.
Insurance, you know, fire insurance, property, liabilities, marine, public relations, the whole thing to be, you know, a licensee in insurance. At night, from 6 to 10, I was doing my high school to complete the education that I have for high school.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was a big headache.
That is
so insane. If you said how long I have been in insurance, 45 years.
Wow. Wow, that is very impressive. Okay, I've heard a lot of stories from business owners, but that one's very impressive.
That is amazing.
That is pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I arrived here. My sister came to Miami in 76.
Mm-hmm.
My mother arrived in 77. I was planning to go to London to study with a company that I had business with those days, and my mother was, you know, pulling me. Don't go to London. Don't go to London. Don't go to London. Come to Miami. So I arrived here in 1981.
Wow.
I'm here for 35 years.
Wow. So right when you arrived, did you start up the company or what?
I started the company like 3.5 years after I arrived, because I was working for 2 or 3 different brokers.
Uh-huh.
And one day I met a guy, you know, that said, you know, I have a plan. I want to form a company. I want to do an international reinsurance operation and this and that. And didn't have a dime. So he said, well, I give you $50,000 to run the operation. I said, great. So we formed the company. But what happened is this guy, we formed the company. I started, you know, bringing business, more business, more business, more business. And he was draining me.
Yeah.
And he was getting all the money for him.
Right.
So that was in 85 when I formed the company. In 89, I was doing a big, big, big project in Dominican Republic. I'm talking about big government accounts. Uh-huh. And I was making very good money.
Wow.
And this guy had their eyes, you know, like, ooh, I'm going to be a millionaire now.
Yeah.
So I push him up against the wall, and I force him to sign an agreement to leave the company.
Oh, man.
I pay him from the sources of the company $100,000 to leave.
Oh, okay.
So I kept the company by myself.
Wow. So you're 100% owner right now?
100% owner, yes.
Wow, yeah. That's a beautiful story.
Yeah, a long story, buddy. I'm sorry to tell the whole thing.
No, it's okay.
You need to have the whole picture.
Yeah, no, I like having the whole picture anyway. Plus, it's very entertaining for me to hear these stories all the time.
Yeah.
Wow, that is one hell of a story.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, let's get back on track.
Okay.
Have you looked into financing already? Or are we kind of your... Have you already looked into other financing already?
No, the only thing that I told you before about the taxes is we completed taxes about a week ago. We were behind.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
But we are, yeah. But on the finance, yeah, we're ready.
Okay, great. And then, so how many loans do you have out right now?
Only one.
You just have the one loan and it's with Direct Capital?
Direct Capital, yes.
Okay, and that's the one that you have a $26,000 balance on?
About that. I can tell you exactly the figure. If you want, I can go online and tell you the figure that is helping you get more.
If it's easy for you, that would be great. Otherwise, we can get it later. It's not a big problem.
Okay.
We can do it later if you want. So you are receiving my emails, right? Because you did respond to me, obviously.
Yeah, I have it, yes.
Okay, great. So what I have for you here is you're looking for $100,000. $26,000 wants to cover the loan, and then the rest you want to use on, you know, mortgage, salaries, offices, and the day-to-day operations for the business.
Yeah.
You're trying to get the money, you know, as soon as we can get it for you. And your credit's pretty solid. Your sales last year, you told me around $500,000, so that's nice. Been in business 32 years. You're the 100% owner.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get the ball rolling. So what I need from you, I'll send you an email after this phone call, with the documents, because it's probably easier. But what I need from you is 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then the most recent tax return for the business, and that's it.
Okay, that's great. Okay.
Yeah, so they're pretty
I
simple
will.
documents.
Yeah, okay. I will prepare that information for you, and 6 months is going to be probably from March.
March, yeah.
March, April, May, June, July, August. Yeah, because September is still running.
Still running. If you can get a month to date on September, that would really help as well.
Okay,
If you
okay.
can. If not, it's all right. We can get it later.
Well, that one, the only option that I have for that is to print out from the web page. If that's going to help you.
I think it'll be okay, since all the other ones are going to have the bank logo on it anyway. So
Yeah.
I think that'll be fine.
Okay, good, good.
But yeah, those are the only couple documents that I
Gonna
need
send you
from
the.
you. Yeah, and then from there I'll shoot it over to the underwriters, and should get back to you within 24 hours.
Great, excellent. Let
Yeah.
me finish the information, the Red Capital, that I can
Yeah,
give you the
absolutely.
right information.
Yeah,
Because
definitely.
I'm planning, I'm going to be away Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'm going to be in Bogota, Colombia,
Oh,
trying
wow.
to, yeah, trying to get some new business coming from them. So,
Very nice. You do a lot of
yeah.
international traveling then, huh?
Oh, yeah, I do that,
Yeah.
yeah. Well,
What
I was
countries
very
do you?
close. I'm sorry, what?
No, go ahead. It's all right.
Okay, I was very close. The remaining balance as of today is 27,688.
27,688. Okay, got it.
Okay.
I'll make note of that.
What you are
I was
again,
just
sorry?
curious. I was just curious. What countries do you do business in?
Okay, I do business in Panama, Dominican Republic, Colombia, Venezuela, and still have a little connection in Ecuador.
Wow,
But
yeah.
the problem in Ecuador is that the I could say the law, the insurance law is so tough, and it's difficult sometimes to get business because you need to have a special kind of reinsurance companies, and it's difficult. It's difficult.
Wow.
But we're working on it. We're working on it. But I
That
have
is
to do a lot of traveling because that's the only way that you can pick up clients, business,
Right.
and contacts. Yeah.
Right. Do you enjoy the traveling a lot?
I was enjoying before.
Yeah, now
Now
it's a little
it's
tiring.
now it's not the same. You know, I'm tired. You know, I was planning to go to London in May. I canceled. I postponed to July. Then I postponed again to September. Then my son was trying to have a surgery, so I canceled that as well. I'm working to go now in November.
Wow, you
Because,
are very busy, man.
yeah. In our business, you know, we need to have the contacts in London as usual because London is the capital of the reinsurance market. So we have some plans with a local broker there to do something
Beautiful.
in Lloyd's. So we're working on it. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
But I will
Beautiful.
prepare
Well,
the bank statements and the tax return, and I will fax it to you at the same number. Okay?
excellent, excellent. Will you be doing that today, or should I expect it sometime later this
I will
week?
do that today before leaving. Yes.
Today before leaving. All right, beautiful.
Yeah.
I'll be looking for it then.
Because I won't be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I want to have that with you as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay, absolutely. Then
All
I'll be
right.
waiting for them, all right?
Okay. Have a great weekend.
All
Thank you.
right. Thank you, Jose.
Take
You
care.
take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You
Bye-bye.
too.